Hi, I'm Alina, and I'm here with Lorcan at the TY Expo interviewing a representative from the ISSU.
Can you tell us a little about the work of the second level students' union?
Yeah, so I'm just here as a volunteer today, so I'll tell you what I know from the guys. So basically, there's a board of 11 people who work on various issues. We'd have a welfare officer, an education officer, an international officer, and so on. So it's a wide variety of issues that they each work individually on, and they just come together then once a month to work nationally. So at the moment, our biggest campaign is called Vote at 16. We're trying to get 16 and 17-year-olds to have the right to vote, and that's what we're doing today. We're doing a mock referendum amongst students here, see how they feel about it, and then we're going to pass this information that we get onto all the relevant stakeholders and politicians, and it's not meaningless. There's actually a bill coming up in the Shannon in the next few months, and we're going to pass it on to particularly those senators that will be voting, because unfortunately it was just delayed the last time, it was postponed, which is better than it wasn't cancelled. But yeah, we're really hoping to get, this might be the push to get those senators voting in favour for that. So yeah, that's that.
How effective is ISSU in influencing policy in education?
Yeah, so as I said, like, we're not afraid of working with the department and criticising them, and also lots of other stakeholders. So we had the teacher strikes last year. We were defending students during that time. We're also work very closely with the third level student union, so particularly in higher education fees, the possibility of that we'll be joining USI on their march against that in the next month. And then, so yeah, if any issues do arise, we try to meet with all relevant stakeholders and politicians and ministers. And yeah, so I think quite effective is the answer, and we do as much as we possibly can and work with everyone that we can to achieve this. So yeah.
How could interested students get involved?
Sorry?
How could interested students get involved?
Yeah, so this is something that we're promoting today. So you don't have to be in any particular year. We welcome students from first to sixth year. So generally, a lot of students will get involved through our first few events during the year. So they'll be our regional councils. You don't have to travel up to Dublin or anything. They're usually in your locality. And we'd also invite more student council members than usual to these events. So that's a great way to get started. But we also do a lot of events specifically on certain topics. So it might be women's rights, just representation in schools, Vote at 16. We had a drugs education conference. So if people have particular interest in that, they can attend those conferences and events. They're not all boring and dry. Sometimes there's lots of important policy to discuss, but we also have a lot of fun. We try to be non-formal in our methods and trying to just engage people. So yeah, come to our events. You can also ask us for student council training. Now, it's always very popular, so there might be a waiting list, but definitely worth it. We provide that free to all member schools. Also, membership is free, so there's no catch there. And we can also organise cluster meetings. So if you have a student council near you that you'd like to work with and just learn from, we can facilitate that. And so yeah, there's plenty of ways of getting involved, and just coming to meet us and emailing us as well. We'll try to organise what we can. So yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.